Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They're here from Baltimore tonight, and they've been here all week. And then they're here from Dallas, Texas this evening. Some of my fans that saw me when I was in Miami, when I had the Pharrell Ovidian section at the Marlins games in 03 when they won the World Series and beat the Yankees. Ladies, how are you? What do we got here? What
Clipper
do we got
ball,
here,
Clipper
Carver?
Ball, Clipper
what,
ball.
What do we got here? Oh, LeBron talking some smack with the Clippers. What up, kid?
Is that Clipper ball?
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York and Las Vegas. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, it's all happening Sunday. LA and New England, PharrellOnTheBench.com will have you ready. The best picks, the best props, they're all up on PharrellOnTheBench.com. All the action that matters, PharrellOnTheBench.com has everything. NBA, college rack, NHL, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy. Sign up today. One other thing. All the guys that do this in Vegas rip you off. They're liars. And mine is the Walmart of handicapping. All I do is hit winners. How many people came up to us tonight, Carver Hyatt, said, dude, your website and your podcast make me money. Thank you. Let me get you a drink.
All night long.
And so Carver Hyatt had all the drinks. Don't forget, Pharrell on the Bets episode 136 airs tomorrow on WestwoodOnePodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere good podcasts are available. Episode 136 of Pharrell on the Bets, subscribe free, and you can listen every day, Tuesday through Sunday. It's a half-hour sports betting show on Westwood One, home of the NFL and NCAA college football and basketball. Check it out, half-hour show. Carver High is my special guest this week, and we are basically gambling heavily. So there you go, 855-212-4227. I'm Pharrell. That's Carver High. And today, you've heard me rambling all night about it, but it's something to be proud of. We were ranked one of the best sports shows in America on the national level. So I think officially, Carver High, we got the call up to the big leagues.
Yes, we did.
Carver High has no interest in talking right now because he's got the Clippers on the money line and getting 1.5.
2.5.
Make that 2.5.
Clippers ball.
What do you want to give me for? Give me 20 bid, 2.5, 2.5, hook, 1.5, 1.5. Give me one. Who's going to give me one? Hey, now. Careful. Did you see that action we had going through here?
I did see that.
There was some action, and they had several cocktails in them. Anyway, slow down, son. Anyway, let's do the calls. I promised I'd take all your calls. And by the way, Gambling Kenny has arrived finally in his limousine. He's here now to party with us till at least 2-3 in the morning. And tonight's over under on Pharrell Frapp, Carmel large Carmel Frapp, Scarborough High is what?
Well, you have two every night, so.
The over under is 2. Am I going over or under?
Probably push 2.
Push on the 2. Kenny just looked over and gave me 2 and a hook. He's going over on the double fraps. Brian in South Carolina, you're on the bench.
Hey, Pharrell.
What's going on, brother? Yeah, man.
Hey. First off, congrats on being rated one of the top sports shows in America. I've only listened for 6 months, but I'm a big fan.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. Two quick questions. One, you said Carver High was going to drink 100 beers. Is there over and under that? Or
there is. William Hill put the number up today on the board. It's 100 beers, and he has to drink. And literally, the ticket, it's a rollover effect. He has to drink 100 beers each day, Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday, the number actually goes up to 160.
No, that's not that bad. All right.
You're looking at 300. That's 360 beers.
Well, I hope you're not expecting him to do the show, but I'm rooting for him. And my second question is, I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan, and I've been waiting for Garrett to go. Who do you think is going to be the next head coach, or who do you think should be the next head coach to take the Cowboys?
Now listen. When I was talking about Carver High's beer intake, he like went like this. Did you see him? He gave me like the head, like, I can't believe you're talking about my alcoholism. Listen, there is no one I know that loves beer more than Carver High. And it's amazing to me that he will not acknowledge that he loves beer. And that, because when I drink, do I not say on the air that I'm the greatest drinker of all time, and that's why I quit drinking? I quit drinking when I had my son. I didn't want to be a drunk dad, so I quit drinking. Mafia knows. He used to party with me. I could drink anyone under the table. Carver High doesn't acknowledge that he likes to drink 100 beers. It's very frustrating to me that he won't acknowledge that.
I think I've acknowledged it about 6,000 times. It's been acknowledged.
Very edgy tonight. It all started when he lost the Devils bet. Everything started going downhill when the Devils didn't come through for him.
The Devils are awful.
He hates them. Anyway, who do I think the Cowboys coach should be? It's Garrett, and it's not changing.
Well, he's not going to be the coach after next year.
Oh, is that right?
Lincoln Riley's going to be the coach.
Okay, so what you're suggesting is that they just made the playoffs and that they won the East, and they're talking about giving – are they not going to give him an extension?
They're not going to give him
an extension. So they're going to fire him next year is what you're telling me.
They're going to make him play for it next year.
All right.
And they're not going to get anything done.
Well, I think
he's going to be out.
I still think they'll win the East. Who's going to win the East? Let me guess, the Eagles, right, with Carson, broken legs, Wentz? Broken back, broken knee. What's next year, broken neck? I mean, it's always something with that dude, isn't it? Is it not? 112 apiece going to overtime at Staples in la-la-la-la-la-la-la Lipstick City.
Yeah, going to overtime was the absolute worst thing that can happen here if you're betting on this.
Well, you never know with some of the shooters the Lakers have, like that guy. Missing it off the back of the iron. Here's another miss. It's just automatic. This is bad shots. That's your boy playing his guitar. Stevenson, what an idiot. Rhino in Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Scotty? First of all,
Rhino.
Congratulations on your show being recognized for what it really is, the coolest.
Thanks, brother.
And,
I appreciate it.
Can I get three fingers of Mortlock Scotch with an Opus X cigar?
That's a
while
very
I listen
strong.
To you answer my two-part question. What can that professional farm team, the Padres, ever offer Papa to leave the area where the Stanley Cup champions play? What are they going to do? Give him tickets to the San Diego Gulls and offer him a boatload of cash?
Yes, that's exactly it. Like, do you really think that Bryce Harper gives a rat's ass about playing near the Stanley Cup winning Capitals who aren't going to repeat? I mean, like, that's a one-time deal, bro.
There's a lot of things that go into
Do you think they're winning the Stanley Cup?
Well, no, they're not going to.
I don't think they'll even sniff it.
Forget about that. Where he plays has absolutely nothing to do with
hockey.
There's a hockey team.
So let me ask you this question. So, today he met with the Padres in Vegas. How do you think
that went? He's not going to the Padres. You know he's not
going
to the Padres.
So you're saying to me that he just went for the free lunch.
This is another ploy to get more money on the table. He's still trying to extract more money out of the Phillies or the Nationals. He's not going to go play
so you're telling
San Diego.
Let me ask you a serious question. So you're telling me he went just for the comp lunch. Do you think the Padres would have comped my lunch?
Maybe. It's possible.
Do you think the Padres should wear the brown unis this year and not in 2020?
They should wear the brown unis today, tomorrow, and every day for the rest of the franchise's history.
Do you think that if I got an offer to do radio in San Diego that I could become a professional surfer and pot grower?
Well, you do say how much you love the area. It's one of your favorite.
I do love Del Mar and La Jolla just make me horny.
I've never been there. I have to go.
I love it there. And the girls are so hot, honestly. Even my wife wants to sleep with him. I mean, honestly, it is that bad. I mean, everywhere I go, I went to a Smashburger and I wanted to get married to like 12 chicks that work behind the counter. You think I'm kidding? Dude, honestly, I don't even know how to go to high school there because once you go to high school there, you're finished. You can't study, you can't do anything because there's like 75 hot chicks in every class. I couldn't even take a test. See, where I went to school in Pittsburgh, I was a professional cheater. I mastered it at an early age. I was getting straight A's, and I never studied once, ever. It was an amazing accomplishment. I always sat next to the smart chicks, gave them lollipops. There you go, Carver High. Kurt Schilling coming into them. Kenny, did you catch that one? That was very strong. I don't think you caught it. It was really a strong effort right there. Here we go. Zach in South Carolina here on CBS Sports Radio. Zach, oh, that's my fault. I didn't hit it. Sorry, Zach.
It's all right. Hey, Scotty, what's going on? Congratulations on the ranking. And for this call, can I have a double shot of moonshine? Because I'm going to need it.
I got you. You know what they said last year? Every year on this thing, they expose the guy that finished 21st. Like 2 years in a row, they're like, Scott Farrell finished 21st, 20 points out of the running. Then last year, Scott Farrell just missed it this time, 2 points shy of success. And then this year it said that I wiped out the person behind me by 22 points. It felt good to humiliate someone else this year for once. Jesus.
That's the way to do it. Hey, I just want to.
They hate me. Hold on. They hate me in this business because I've been a troublemaker for 30 years, and I've always been the antichrist of radio. And then I worked for Howard Stern, and they can't stand him either. And especially these people that I used to work for, CBS, they loathe him. Meanwhile, they made him billions. And then when he left, they hated him because he left. Then he brought me with him. And then I did porno radio for 7 years. And then when I came back, they said, this guy won't last 6 months doing clean radio. And then 7 years later, I'm ranked one of the best shows in the country with Cover Ivan Mafia. It's almost a movie. I mean, honestly, it should be a porno. Can you say that on the radio? Check, check. Are we live? Hello. Sorry, Zach. Go ahead. You're tired.
Hey, well, I mean, I'm a native New Yorker. I live in South Carolina, so I can relate. But I just want to touch up on this trade that the Knicks made. And it's absolutely ridiculous, I think, because the Knicks had a chance to draft, Smith Jr., but they passed up on him. And, I mean, now to – you know, and they wanted to draft what they thought was going to be the next Tony Parker, and they're now looking to trade him. I mean, Knicks fans, like, I'm so glad that I stopped being a Knicks fan so long ago because it's just a disaster.
And, who's the next Tony Parker?
Well, they thought Ntilikina was.
Oh, yeah, Ntilikina, please. He should be playing in my rec league. Honestly, that guy's, please, he's a disaster.
He's awful.
Honestly, like, he'll have one good game a month. I mean, that's it. Honestly, dude, like, there's guys on my team that could light him up in the air. They have double knee braces on and no hair. Killer.
I have two more points, and I'll let you go. 2017 in the NBA will be remembered for the draft that only the Boston Celtics got right. And my next point is, with this move that was made, do you think possibly – the NBA is stirring up something to, outshine this football weekend with possibly a trade coming maybe.
No. Nothing outshines the Super Bowl. Certainly not some guy from Latvia,
Look,
for Christ's sakes.
This is the same thing that we say all the time. This is what drives the NBA. Talk like this. Trades. Who's going to what team?
You said it best. It's better than the games.
The games don't matter. This league is in bad shape right now. The Warriors kill everybody every year. The only time the NBA has any juice is when we're talking about who's getting traded, who's going to this team, who's going to that team. The games
suck. It doesn't matter. I would agree with that other than I would say the games, the off-court stuff's more exciting. But I don't agree the games suck. I think the games are great. I think that the league is making tons of money, and it's international, and it's growing. So I don't agree with any of that, but I do agree with you that the league is more exciting off the court and in the summer and summer leagues, and where are guys going and who's going to sign here and who's going to the next super team. That stuff's better and juicier than the games themselves. I'll give you that.
There's only one team that can win, and there's only two or three teams that everybody wants to go play for. That leaves 26 or 27 teams that don't matter at all. That's bad for the league.
All right, Louisiana, Maryland, Alabama, Ohio, Oregon, Indiana, you're all getting on the air. Don't give up. We're banging calls the rest of the way from Vegas on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Why would they let – was that Beverly missing technical free throws, or was that Lou Williams?
I think it was Lou Williams.
Are you kidding me? How does Lou Williams – it was Beverly. That's what I thought. Beverly just shanked it. Why is he shooting the technical? He's terrible. That guy can't score or shoot. He's a defender. That's it. You like that, Kenny?
Stupidity.
Gambling Kenny's in here tonight. What do you think? Talking to the mic, not to me.
I'm speechless after watching that.
Did you ever think you would see me? Now watch. I finished strong here, though, because I had dropped a couple, so I come back strong. Look at that. That's a strong effort right there, Kenny, with the four.
I like the thong you're wearing better than the
juggling. Thank you. It's a banana thong I got here on Pharrellmont Street. Look at that. That is really – that's talent. That's the only skill I have in life is juggling, and I'm good in bed. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
A lot of chicks dig me. It's true. Gambling Kenny, how you doing? You seemed very upset that your boy Carver High cleaned up on the tables and you weren't present for that vacuuming.
No, we're ready. I'm here early. We're going to
You got a lot of money?
Punish them tonight.
Where's the rest of our friends? They didn't make it?
What rest friends?
Well, we got one other friend here in Vegas you said was coming.
Who knows where he is?
We're going to go out tonight. It's going to get ugly.
Yes, it will. Guaranteed.
I believe I'll be naked by 3 a.m. down at the Golden Gate.
Doesn't get much uglier than that, does it?
Jack in Louisiana, you're on the bench.
Hey, Pharrell, how are you?
Hey, bro.
Listen, I've got an issue I need to discuss. And I'm a Cajun from South Louisiana, a Drew Brees fan, a Tom Brady fan, Joe Montana fan. I'm a fan of everybody. But has there ever been a quarterback that has won two Super Bowls with two different teams?
Has there ever been a quarterback that's won Super Bowls with two different teams, Carver High?
Off the top of my head.
Peyton Manning.
Well, Manning did, yeah.
Yeah,
won
Colts and
the Broncos.
Broncos. There you go.
Warner came close with the Cardinals, but other than
there
that.
You go. It's trivia night on the bench.
I know.
I just wanted to say I was never good at trivia games. Rubik's Cube or driver's exams. I cheated on those, too. I brought all the answers in on a piece of paper under my long-sleeve shirt. It was a flannel. And by the way, I also slept with the driver instructor to get my license. I figured that would be the easiest way to get approved, especially since I was drunk the day I took the test. Tim in Maryland.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Congrats. I'm a big fan, man.
Thanks, dude. We're really excited. Kenny doesn't know yet that we were ranked one of the best shows in the country today.
Yeah, because I was on the show Monday night, and I brought up your ratings. That's why.
That's what it was.
That was it.
It was an immediate.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I especially like when you get colorful, Scott.
Thank you. Yeah, Carver High's colorful.
I just want to talk about the Rams D a little bit. I feel like everybody talks about the line. Nobody talks about their secondary. I feel like both of them have to have a really good performance for them to have a chance. Tom Brady tends to pick apart everybody's secondary. And also, I wanted your take on what the Eagles are going to do next season with Foles and Wentz and all their free agents.
And, the Eagles had a great season. If it wasn't for the Vikings, they would have never made the playoffs. I thought they were the worst Super Bowl champ team after the fact that I'd seen in probably a decade and a half. I thought they were pathetic. I think he's, a good quarterback, Wentz. But I'll tell you one thing. When it comes to December and January, he's never playing. So until I see him take them to the, ultimate level into the playoffs and win, more than a wild card, get to the divisional round, get to the NFC championship game, until I see him do it, all I know is Nick Foles did all the damage. That's all I know. The other guy plays in all the games that don't matter. Now, I know he's better, allegedly, but the other guy's got a Super Bowl MVP for the rest of his life, and Wentz may never play in another Super Bowl. You never know. Gambling Kenny, do you think Wentz will play in a Super Bowl?
He gets hurt too much. No.
So you don't think so?
He's an injury machine.
Elvis in Alabama, 105.5.
What's going on, Scotty? Hey, man, I'm finally off work. Let's fire up a fatty and talk about the Super Bowl, man.
Right. Oh, by the way, the Clippers just lost by 3. I feel horrible for Carver. He's very angry at the Clippers and 2 and a hook.
All right, so listen, here's what should be the most influential fact if anybody's planning on betting on the Super Bowl. This is in my opinion. I mean, I don't know exactly why I'm telling you this. You make, six figures every year or seven figures gambling. Anyway. It's Belichick's record against quarterbacks that are like 23 and under. This stat came out when they played the Chiefs earlier this year. Mahomes was 22. I want to say it was like 24-1 or 26-1 or something when he goes against a quarterback 23 and under. I love Brady. Brady's a man. Brady is just great. He's my hero. However, the most dangerous weapon and the number one weapon that the Patriots have is Bill Belichick. Drop the knowledge, man. I'm out.
Well, I think he's incredible, too, but I think Edelman means more to him than everybody gives him credit. Belichick's an incredible coach, gets him prepared and ready for every game every week, and certainly playoff games and Super Bowls like no other. He is the best ever, in my view, and so is Brady. But Edelman and Gronkowski never drop passes. That's all I know. And James White's turned into a pimp, and that's it. It's simple. Players make plays. Coaches are called geniuses. They've already said Sean McVay's a genius. He's never won anything. He, you know, the game he won last week, he didn't even win that. They handed it to him. He didn't even win that game. He should have lost.
Belichick's spread record in the Super Bowl, by the way, is 3-5. 5-3 straight up, 3-5 against the spread for those of you.
Yeah, but nobody in Canton cares about the spread when it comes to what you do in the Super Bowl. Did you win or not? He's 5-3.
We want to win dough.
I know we want to win dough. All we care about is dough. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. All right. Jacob in Ohio, you're on the bench.
Yeah, how you doing, Pharrell? You got a Great Lakes Christmas ale there for me?
Yeah, we got a little Sammy Winter ale. Check it out.
Hey, I just want to say I love hearing you give these LeBron haters, putting them in their place every night. But I want to say about Kyrie, man. One day I hear he's going to L.A. with the brow. The next day I hear he's going to the Knicks with KD next year. His knee and be gone.
So, listen, first of all, I don't think Kyrie Irving will ever play for the Knicks. If that guy ends up at the Knicks, I'll keel over. There is no reason to play for the Knicks at all. With all this false hope promising of super team and Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and they're going to get Zion Williamson and everything else. What they got today was two future number ones and Dennis Smith Jr. That's it. That's what they got. And so they don't have Durant. They got a lot of work to do to get Durant, if you ask me. And I'm talking about everything. Give this guy the kitchen sink. I mean, you name it, give it to him. Give him everything. Condos, cars, limos, airplanes, the city, key to the city. Let him be the mayor, the governor. No taxes. I mean, he can people have, you know, clean his water, his clothes, vacuum his house. I mean, there's nothing you can do to get him here. Why would you leave the Warriors to play with the Knicks, for Christ's sakes? They haven't won in 50 years.
But he's not going to come there, go there by himself. So you need to put the full court press on.
He's not going with Kyrie.
I don't know. I think there's a better chance Kyrie goes there than Kevin Durant. There's a better chance of that.
Gambling Kenny, do you think Durant or Kyrie are going to the Knicks?
I don't see. It makes no sense. The tax structure in New York, the cost of living. Plus the owner. I don't think.
What does the cost of living matter to a guy making $200 million?
Now, the owner, I don't think anybody wants to play for the owner. That's a lot of
it. I want to play for the owner. I want a 10-day deal with the Knicks. I could play right now on their team because their lineup's so pathetic. Let's send it back to New York and Marco Belletti.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, back in Vegas with Carver High, Gambling Kenny with us. And that's because when the show's over, we're going to go out and gamble heavily. I just wanted to say that. And they're going to drink heavily, and I'm going to wish I was drinking heavily. So I just took two Aleves because I'm going to drink several ginger ales and get a sugar hangover at around 5 in the morning where I'm completely feel like I get hit in the head with a baseball bat. Unless somebody gives me a bunch of reefer or something to... Are we on the air? Check 1, 2. Anyway, it's good to have everybody in Vegas with us. Don't forget, tomorrow we're live again at 7 Vegas time, 10 East on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be live from the D. And what's up, brother? What's shaking? So don't forget the party on Sunday at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. It's all ages are welcome, free entry. It's crazy. There's going to be 8,000 people there. It is the biggest party you've ever seen in your life. It is out of control. You've been there before, Kenny. It's pretty good.
Many times with you, yes.
It's a huge bash. You like it?
Yes.
So you haven't changed your mind on the game, have you? You're still on the Rams?
The Rams on a teaser plus 9 and over 50 and a half or 51. Meet me at the window.
There's the official Gambling Kenny play for the weekend. There it is.
What about you, Carver High? Where are we at here?
Staying strong on the Rams. I'm going to play them on the money line. I'm going to play the over. I'm going to do everything I can with the Rams. I think they're going to win this game.
Boom.
We'll do the final. Tomorrow night we'll name the final top five props that we're going to play this weekend.
The Sheet of Integrity.
The Sheet of Integrity will be tomorrow night. We've talked about 1,000 props this week. We will get it down to the final five tomorrow night. That's that.
Sounds exciting to me. Darren in Oregon, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. Hey, congratulations. So you really deserve it.
Thanks a lot, dude. We're really stoked.
You know, I was listening to you talk about the people that hate you, and you got to remember, they hate you because they ain't you.
That's true. You know, the more I think about it, I think you're right, and I think everyone should drink beer.
So on that note, we're going back to somebody else that they hate because they ain't, and that's Tom Brady, my boy. I called you back in, I think it was late September, early October. We talked about my Red Sox winning the World Series and then the Patriots winning the Super Bowl right behind it, and here we are.
Right. So, I mean, listen, I think what I'm noticing here, because I'm on in Boston, obviously, on the Hub, is that I think that, you know, I'm 53. Let's see. If I'm lucky, I'll make it to 80, if I'm lucky, because I think I'm more like along the lines of 60 to 68. And then probably, you know, they'll find me laying on the road somewhere. But the bottom line, hopefully I'll be on a ski mountain like a Swiss Alps with a bunch of snow bunnies naked with a ski pole shoved through my brain. That might be better. But I'm going to say this. I think the Red Sox and Patriots are going to win every Super Bowl and World Series every single year until I'm dead.
Certainly feels that way, that's for sure.
Here's another story. The Pelicans reportedly open to trading Jrue Holiday. Now every single player in the league will be traded in the next 7 days. And they'll all end up on super teams.
Well, the unfortunate thing for New Orleans is now everybody wants to leave that team, and it seems like nobody wants to go there. You heard Porzingis didn't want to go there. Lonzo Ball didn't want to go there. Nobody wants to go to New Orleans either.
Do you remember that song back in the day? What was it? My name is Luca. Do you remember that? Do you remember that song? Nobody?
I do not.
Nobody? You remember it, right, Tracy? What was it? Wasn't it some chick? It was the worst song ever, and it was like, my name is Luca.
Suzanne Vega.
Suzanne Vega. Good call there on the rock music trivia, Tracy Teagarden. And I was just thinking of that because I think what it really is that Kristaps is in love with Luka. He wants to play with Doncic because the guy's a badass. He's a triple-double machine, and he has great playmaking ability, great passes. Can you imagine how many lob dunks he's going to give that giant airplane wing of a player? I mean, Porzingis is one thing. He's 7'4", for Christ's sakes. The guy can dunk when he's laying in his bed. He's going to throw so many lob dunks to that guy, it's not going to be funny. It really isn't. I mean, it is unbelievable. Lonzo Ball and the Suns, are they really talking about that? The Suns are interested in Lonzo Ball? No, that might be a place he'd like to play. Because I know his loudmouth, fat-mouth father doesn't want him playing in New Orleans. I think his father would love him in New Orleans. He could go down there and eat all that seafood and jambalaya, and he'd be partying his ass off. Here's the song. Listen. Anymore. My name is Luca. That is the worst song ever, and I think we need to play it every time Luca has a triple-double. Terry in Indiana, how about them Hoosiers? Their season's over.
I'm telling you, man, they're hard to watch, you know, and you really got to be an IU fan, but somebody has to take responsibility for having your team ready to play. You know, all the turnovers and stuff like that.
Listen, they're done, bro. They lost to Rutgers. I mean, your season is over. Your girlfriend is fat. That's it. What did you want to say about Howard Stern?
I started listening to you when you was on, Howard, and you tell the best stories. I love you. You know, I mean, you were uncensored Pharrell back in, you know?
Yeah, it was way better than this. You think I'm good now. It was way better when there were no rules and I could do the show completely in the nude. And my boss would come in and fall down on his face drunk with a bottle of scotch and a bag of cocaine. It was awesome. I loved it, too. I miss it every day. Thanks. Thanks for bringing it up and ruining my night. I got to say, though, I will say this. I'm being honest when I say this. That was the best job I ever had. but this job is better. This is a better gig. I've had a great run here. I like it. I like working at, you know, CBS Sports Radio. I love working for Intercom, and I liked working for CBS, and I love working with Mafia. He's been with me for 12 years, and I think Carver High's a badass, so I couldn't be with better people. And I know that they all hate me, and that's fine, but I love them, and I don't care what they think of me. But I enjoy working with them, and I'm excited to be on the air with them every night, and I think they're both super talented guys, and I had fun at Howard, and this is just a really good place for me and a good job and everything else, so I feel real blessed and lucky. The only thing that would make it better would be if Gambling Kenny would place all my bets for me on his burner phone. Wait, are we on the air? Check 1-2. Check Winterfest. Kyle in Boston. Oh, by the way, this just in. Hold on, Kyle. This just in. This is unbelievable. Stop what you're doing, folks. A judge has denied the Saints fan lawsuit over the NFC Championship game. It looks like the Saints won't be playing in the Super Bowl in 3 days. Jesus, you got to, honestly, you got to be a giant male organ right on your chin to think you were going to win that lawsuit. I mean, you are getting it right across the chin.
You like it, don't you?
I mean, just a giant male organ. Can you imagine being the, can you imagine being the tool that thought he was going to win the lawsuit? Like, we're going to sue for the Rams to not go to the Super Bowl, and we're going to get this game back if it's the last thing I do. And I think I'm going to put up some billboards, too. I'm going to sue everybody. You should see my lawyer. He's evil. I'll tell you, your lawyer's not evil. My wife's evil. Stay away from me talking about cigarettes. I'll kill you. I'll cut off your organ. Stay away from my cigarette.
Lost
what?
I've lost my marbles.
All right, sorry about that, Kyle. Everything's fine. I've taken some pills.
You need more than pills.
Kyle! Damn it, Kyle!
I think he left.
He wanted to talk about, he said he was in love with Jason Tatum. That's okay, Kyle. You'll be all right. Well, we got 3 minutes. Let's go back to the other thing.
Don't ever bring up I raised these children. You do nothing. You and your party friends talking sports all night on the radio. What do you know about work?
I feel better, Kenny. I feel better. That's when I tell her she should quit smoking. She's double-fisted. She's got the Jesse James double. She's got the double vape machines. Just like when I used to smoke bong rips. Rider Vector, Romeo, Whiskey, Velveeta, Lardass, vape machines. Carver High's like, oh, he's just completely falling off the deep end in the last 5 minutes. Just go back to talking about how great I am. Just finish that way. Just talk about how great I am instead of all of this nonsense. Carver High, what's funny is, though, I actually think I think I covered all the biggest stories in sports tonight. I mean, I really do.
I think that you did. For the most part, we absolutely did.
Here's another one real quick. CBS identified, they actually had a guy at CBS television spend part of his day not having sushi for lunch, but telling everyone who the next great broadcasters will be in the NFL. And he listed Drew Brees. And I'm not telling you the guy's name because no one's ever heard of him. Phil Rivers. Mike Tomlin. I don't think Phil Rivers will be a TV play-by-play or color guy because I think he's a country boy. Thank God I'm a country boy. And he's got like 40 children, and he goes to church. If you go to church, you don't go to NFL games. That's the deal. If you go to church every Sunday, you're not calling NFL games because Sunday's pain day. It's not a day for church. It's a day for making money and gambling and drinking. Mike Tomlin, Ben Watson. Ben Watson, he just retired now. He's going to be a TV star, please. They're going to make Greg Olsen a TV star. He's already doing stuff this weekend for ESPN. And Larry Fitzgerald's going to be a TV star as well. That's what they're saying. And I don't know. Does anyone – what happened to the Roger Clemens kid? Where did he get beat up?
I honestly have no idea. That was the first time I saw that today. I actually thought that he was the one who did the beating up. It sounds like he was the one who got beat up.
Sounds like he got stomped out.
Right.
Got his ass beat. I got 10 seconds, Kyle, in Boston. 10 seconds. Hurry up. I can't understand a word you're saying, but good luck to you. Jesus Christ, Swiss Family Robinson. Runner. Oh, Sheboygan. We're on in Sheboygan. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we're live from the D Casino and Hotel here in the View Bar. Come see us live. Plus, the Spirit of the King will be here. Elvis will be performing live at 7 o'clock Vegas time. Don't be late. For Mafia, Bocce Ball, Carver High, Gambling Kenny, Tracy T. Garden, and Briggs & Stratton, I'm Pharrell saying so long, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.